Kazrouni for another fine program. I've been your host, Jim Nelson, for this evening's Hemispheres. Tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres, and stay tuned for an encore presentation of the cabaret program.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight on the Cabaret program, we feature an encore performance from 2017. Gary McBride was the host.
Good evening. Live from the community room of the KGNU studios in beautiful Boulder, Colorado, this is Cabaret. This evening, we have the 12-person Flux Crew, a conduction outfit, conducted by Dino J.A. Dean, and later in the evening we'll be featuring a new book that Dino has co-edited called The Art of Conduction. It just came out this year. It's a book about conduction written by the founder of conduction, Butch Morris. This is Gary McBride, your host, and without further ado, let's get to the first music of the evening.
The
Flux Crew, live in the community room at the KGNU studios in Boulder, Colorado. With me in this room are 12 musicians. We've got two double basses, two cellos, three guitars, one of which is a tenor guitar, have a bass clarinet, a bassoon, and a theremin. If you don't know what a theremin is, look it up. We've got saxophone, flute, and some digital sampling going on. I'm going to talk here with the leader of Flux Crew, Dino J.A.D. Now, I notice that you've got a baton, which is always a bad sign. It looks like you're conducting something, but I don't see any music in front of any of the musicians here. Why would that be?
Because conduction is based on hand gestures. So I'm kind of the sheet music. I'm presenting these hand gestures, which represent kind of the building blocks of music, and the musicians are interpreting and responding to those gestures in real time. And then what I hear tells me what the next sign needs to be.
And that specific set of symbols is called conduction, right? And it was created by Butch Morris. That's back right. In the early 70s?
He started... Really, the first conduction took place in, I believe it was 84 or 85. I think it was February 1st, 1985. But he was developing it prior to that. And then he went on to do, between 85 and when he passed in 2013, he went on to do over 200 worldwide with different ensembles all over the planet, and I was fortunate enough to work with him for 28 years.
And you work with Butch. I think I read in the book that has just been published this year that you were actually present at the very first conduction concert, right?
Yeah, I had met Butch prior to that, just prior to that, and we were playing together, and he invited me to the kitchen to see this thing he called conduction. And I was doing a lot of sampling at the time, and I was in the audience watching this amazing thing. And I thought to myself, this is what I do with samples, only he's doing it with real musicians, live musicians. And about a month later, I started playing in his ensembles and in his trio and worked with him. We were really good friends. He was one of my dearest friends on the planet. And we worked together for about 28 years.
And I think today you are probably one of the number one practitioners of conduction in the entire world.
Well, I've probably been doing it the longest. I started when I moved to New Mexico in 96. I started on ensemble in 97. I had been working with Butch, playing trombone and doing a lot of live sampling. And when I moved to New Mexico, I thought that I would have a better understanding of the signs if I did a little conduction. So I put together two ensembles, one in New Mexico and one in San Francisco, and did two one-off concerts. And then when I got back to New Mexico after the San Francisco concert, the people in the ensemble in New Mexico wanted to continue doing it. And so we just got together once a month, because one of the things that Butch was always faced with was he never had a consistent ensemble for more than 10 days at a time. And so the recordings that you hear that are quite amazing were done in very short durations. And that was one of the things that frustrated him, is he was never able to have an ensemble over a long period of time. So when I started my ensemble, the idea was not to have a goal. It was just to explore this way of creating music slowly. So we only got together once a month. And with people's schedules and people being sick or whatever, we would only have about 10 sessions a year. And that ensemble was together for 15 years. And at the ensemble in New Mexico. And about 10 years in, that ensemble just got magic, because the thing about conduction is it just goes deeper and deeper the more you do it and the more you get comfortable with it.
And how long have you been working with Flux Crew?
Flux Crew is, I think we're in our second year now, about.
So you've got six more years?
No, it's interesting. it kind of goes in these waves. You know, like anything that's deep, there's a learning curve. And the first thing you're confronted with in this way of making music is, first of all, you're confronted with learning this vocabulary that's, rather than reading music or doing a free improvisation, you're confronted with dealing with these gestures and remembering what they mean, okay? And at the same time, musicians are really confronted with their own kind of self-imposed limitations and self-imposed understanding of what they can do on their instrument. And one of the things that's fascinating about this way of working and why I like to have musicians from different backgrounds is you can have, for example, our bassoonist who comes from a classical background playing a duet with one of our guitarists who comes from a metal background. And these influences are working together and coming up with something that would be very hard to write out. And so it's kind of a learning curve that just goes deeper and deeper. And there really is no end to how deep it can go. One of the things that would happen with my group in New Mexico is, oh, after a few years, somebody would say, well, we shouldn't use this sign anymore because it's so restrictive. And we would talk, well, why is it restrictive? And they would discover that they had created their own set of cliches about how they could respond to this sign. The thing that's interesting to me about conduction is the signs are very underdefined, and they're very iconic in terms of the building blocks of music. So it's open to multiple interpretations of the signs. And so you get this kind of wider set of possibilities than you would with something that is more specifically defined.
I'm going to let you get back to the music. Thank you, Dino. That was Dino J.A. Dean, who is going to be leading the Flux crew in the next piece of music. He is leading them in, I guess, improvised composition would be a way to say it. Composition in the moment.
That's the way I like to say it. Improvisation has too much baggage.
All right, Composition in the Moment by the Flux crew.
Thank you.
the Flux Crew. We'd like to thank the Flux Crew for joining us this evening in the community room of the KGNU studios, performing and composing in real time for us. The Flux Crew is Brian Mullins, tenor guitar, Bruce Orr, bassoon, Farrell Lowe, guitar electronics, Gil Selinger, cello, Mark Harris, alto sax and flute, Marcus Hunt, contrabass, Matthew Paulson, contrabass, Paul Mimlich, bass clarinet, Phil Norman, cello, Todd Billsboro, guitar electronics, Victoria Lundy, theremin electronics, and they are led by Dino J.A. Dean, conductor and live sampling.
For the remainder of the cabaret program this evening, we'll be featuring another ensemble helmed by Dino Dean. This is Alternative Facts, featuring Dino Dean on samplers, Farrell Lowe on guitar, and Evan Mazunik on keyboards. You are tuned to the cabaret program here on listener-supported KGNU. In this hour on the Cabaret, we've heard from the Flux crew and currently in the background, Alternative Facts. Both ensembles led by Dino J.A. Dean, along with a large ensemble of musicians. You can hear live local music every Tuesday evening here on KGNU from 7 to 8 p.m. And for more modern and avant-garde music, tune in to The Present Edge Monday evenings at 10 p.m. or The Heavy Set on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. as well. My name's George. This has been the Cabaret Program. Stay tuned for Corriente coming your way at the top of the hour.
Like dancing? KGNU's got you covered every Thursday night with classic big band and swing tunes, plus modern favorites sure to make you jump, jive, and wail. It's the Swing Shift, every Thursday from 9 to 10, here on KGNU.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente, con música para la gente. I'm Leito, el loco del barrio Pocho. Comunicador on September 29th, 2020, the 1,349th day de la época del MAGA. There's only 35 days to go antes de las elecciones presidenciales, so go out and register. We're in the middle of Hispanic Heritage Month, which is not really a month, but two half months. The last half del septiembre y la primera mitad del octubre. Me has hecho a puro rascuachi, like combining a bunch of dishes from la segunda to make up un juego completo para que toda la familia puedan sentarse a comer al mismo tiempo. Ya saben de lo que estoy hablando, ¿no? Pues, every month on Corriente es una celebración de la herencia de la cultura hispano-afro-indígena. So tonight, we're going to feature the single most significant fact of life for la Hispanamérica, la pinche frontera. Tonight, we're going to take una gira fronteriza musical from Tijuana en el oeste hasta Matamoros on the coast del Golfo de México on the east. Only on KGNU's Corriente, donde se siente lo muy ardiente del ambiente popular.
Bienvenida Tijuana, bienvenida mi amor, de noche a la mañana, bienvenida mi amor. Bienvenida, mamacita. I'm in ruta, Babilo. Bienvenida a la cena. Sopita de camarón. Calavera no llora. Serenata de amor. Calavera no llora. No tiene corazón. Por la Panamericana, bienvenida a la aduana, bienvenida a mi suerte, a mí me gusta verte. I wanna go to San Diego, I wanna go y no puedo, bienvenida a Tijuana, bienvenida a la Juana.
tiene corazón. Bienvenida, mamacita, ay, mi ruta papilo. Bienvenida, la Juana, tequila, sexo, marihuana.
Visita hermoso domicilio, vive los basureros.
Welcome to Tijuana.